can remember the first time I ever heard that expression.
That was a pilot.
Did your mother have any special chores on Monday?
No. She usually washed when just when she wanted to. Now, in the wintertime, Mother would always wash in the house. But in the summertime, we had a great big old black kettle, what we call the old big kettle. Mm-hmm. And Mother would move that down the hill, and she'd light a fire under that and heat her wash water. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I was a good big girl before I ever remember Dad getting a washing machine, but I well remember the first one. It was the kind that you had.
That was your job?
That was my job.
Oh,
when
right.
I was in the house, when I if I wasn't out with Dad, it was, we'd run it until, and of course a young one that age, it don't take you long to wear out.
That's right.
And we'd say we'd get out. But usually, it would wash the suit, Mother, and she'd say, well, now we'll have to take that to the washboard. It wasn't clean enough on that old machine, and I can well remember. Mother was, how in the world she kept her clothes as snowy white as she did with the things she had to wash with then, that old Bi soap.
Yeah.
One good thing about it, the water was soft at the old place. It was wonderful water and still is. It's much better than this that they piped in. They've went down, they've drilled down to get more water, you know, and they've hit a jiffy vein. And it's not good water like it is up home when you get it out of, fresh out of the spring.
What did your mother use to carry her clothes out to hang them up?
Usually in a tub. Or a big old dishpan. Her dishpan was as big as an horse's tub now. I've seen her carry out the washing. And I've many and many a time, if somebody tied their saddle horse to the clothesline and tear the clothesline down, we'd take the clothes out and hang them on. There was a plum thicket just west of the house. I know Grace and I went out one time. We carried clothes out there, and there was a wildcat standing there just looking at us as calm as could be, and he wasn't in any hurry to take off down the in the bushes. He just walked off. He wasn't a bit scared.
When did your mother do the ironing?
Well, she and the older girls usually did the ironing. I don't remember ironing very much when I was at home. The older girls always helped Mother with the ironing. And I was out with Dad a lot more than I was in the house. In fact, the business, I didn't know how to cook anything when I was married. I just didn't.
Were baskets common in those days?
No, you just didn't ever see a basket out here. I suppose there was baskets, but you didn't see them out here.
No, imagine nothing to weave them from.
No,
there.
No. When we'd buy groceries, they'd always be put in wooden boxes. I could remember that. They'd buy coffee, a whole box of coffee at a time, because the men drank lots of coffee. An old Arbuckle coffee and what's that other one? The Lion's. Let's see, Lion? Yes, it had a Lion's. It don't seem like they called it just
Monarch.
No, it wasn't Monarch. I don't believe it was. Not could have been. But I know it had a Lion picture on that coffee, but I remember the Arbuckle distinctly. And Mother used to, Dad would bring a whole big bag of coffee, like a gunny sack full, and Mother would roast that coffee, put it in a big old pan that she baked her biscuits in, and put that in the oven and roast it just real slow for whole long. That was the best smelling. We didn't drink coffee. We children didn't then. They just thought that it'd kill a child if it drank any coffee. But
there's some of that coffee that people made just might have.
That's right. I think that's what Dad made would stand alone. He always got up and made the coffee every morning, and mine was strong.